You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Welcome back to Big Wigs. Oh my God, I was singing that. Welcome back, Dre, to the United States of America. She has been living her Aruba dreams. We have all been following your journey on Instagram. I feel like I'm a reporter. I'm like, please, welcome back. Welcome back to reality, Dre. Give us, I want to hear all about your trip because I haven't talked to you since your trip. I like, you know, I'm like a reply guy in her fucking DMs. I'm like, ooh, birds. Like, parting the sun, like, oh, yeah. The ocean's so pretty. That's who I've been all week to you. So how are you? Welcome. I missed you.
Go. I missed you too. You know what? We talk so much that when I don't hear from you for like 3 days, I get worried. I'm like, wait, we haven't done anything. We haven't talked. I haven't posted on Big Wigs. I get worried, but it was definitely a much needed little vacay. And
yeah, you took a full vacation. I mean, I don't think that way. I think, wow, look at her. She's swimming with the birds and the pigs and the what other animals you saw.
Oh, it's very tropical. Yeah, Aruba is it's got its own little, it's like a little oasis over there. It's beautiful.
You had fun?
It's good.
Good weather?
We had so much fun. Good weather. Heat index is always at like an 11. It's extreme. So I did get a hint of like a little sun sickening. Is that sun poisoning? Sun sickening? But that just lasted for a day.
I've never heard sun sickening. Sun poisoning.
Sun poisoning. She was sick of something. It was the sun. No, it was just, it's very strong, but it is absolutely stunning. It rarely rains. Everybody is so happy there. They call it One Happy Island because you know what? Everybody has just always got a smile on. They're just in the best of moods. Yeah. It's
lives up to the name.
Absolutely. We did a couple excursions. We saw flamingos, went to Flamingo Beach, and there are, I swear, everybody we met was either from the island, from a South American country, or New York. There was half of the people at the all-inclusive resort were from New York. And I was like, do we just all do... Like, I had no idea that it was going to be so many East Coasters in Aruba. I was like, this is crazy. And you know the New Yorkers. They're screaming at their kids across the pool. Like, Anthony, come grab your dusty shoes. That was every single person there. It was wild.
I love how your impression of a New Yorker is just Italian. I'm like New York. I would be like, get your ass out of the pool. And she's I ordered you a mozzarella.
it's either a New Yorker Jew or a New Yorker Italian. Like, take your pick. Those are your two players. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Or
so
like a
funny.
Of hilarious like Dominican. Like it was mixed, but that we saw just so many New Yorkers. It was crazy. But all inclusive is pretty wild because you get there, and I had never really stayed in an all inclusive as an adult, and your girl felt like a queen. I was ordering the ribeye and the clams. And the pastas, because it's all free. It's included. It's crazy. It's like a 5-star restaurant for free.
I did an all-inclusive as an adult.
Wild.
But and I didn't any of the food, so I just ate like plates of dinner rolls every night.
That's the tough thing. No, that's the tough thing, is that if the all-inclusive is shite, then you're done. But if it's really good, and this is the Divi and Tamarin Resorts in Aruba, it's like one of the only all-inclusives in Aruba, and... I think I got sick. I probably got sick from the food, but it was like the buffet. But then now the restaurants, they have like 5 different restaurants and you can go and eat there and try each one out. And now those were absolutely amazing. It was all, you know,
I love how you're like, if you can make it through, I got sick one night, but like, don't forget about it. If you can get there, you can order 3 entrees. If you can, if you can stay alive,
if you can stomach that, you can enjoy.
So
but
funny.
I was fully loving that.
You know what? I'll never forget. I once went to an all-inclusive. I think it was like a spring break in college. And I just wanted, they had those like, maybe they have them here. Like, you know, in resorts when they have a bucket of ice and they put like Coronas in the bucket of ice and you can like bring the whole bucket to like your group or whatever. I was like, I just want a bucket of ice, but I want like Sprite. Like I wanted sodas. And they were like, we don't do that. And I was like,
you're
okay,
on spring break.
Yeah, I was like, this is me. I wanted Sprite. And I don't like day drinking. And they wouldn't give me the bucket.
You don't like day drinking?
This is a new thing.
The bartender was literally like, you can get the bucket of Coronas and I'll give you 4 Sprites, but I can't swap. And I was like, so you'd rather waste this out because it was all inclusive. I was like, yeah. I was so mind blown. So I did it and I handed out Coronas to random people at the pool. I said, do you want a beer? Here, have it. Have a beer.
You're probably everybody's favorite person. Get me a beer.
Yeah, but I was like, this is such a stupid thing. Just give me the fucking, I just want a bucket of ice is what I really just wanted, you know? Just give me the bucket of ice.
That's wild. I mean, the staff, I feel, definitely wants to do the all-inclusive. They're like, by all means, have it. And then
They don't care.
You're like, that's not really what I wanted, but it was definitely all-inclusive. I mean, it's like pina coladas at 10 a.m. And then they're just like, have 15, it's fine. You're like exhausted in the sun. That's probably how I got sick. But other than that, I mean, went to Flamingo Beach. We saw these beautiful fishes. There's snorkeling. There's so many activities. I get overwhelmed because I want to do everything. But sometimes you just need to sit your ass in the sand and just have a piña and just enjoy.
That's what I like to do. I don't like excursions. I like to just lay there until the day is done.
Yeah.
But wait, we have to talk about something because you did do some posting, right? We did some posts. And let's just say while the whole world is putting on their pink outfit to go see Barbie, Andrea's putting on a pink bathing suit to match the flamingos on the beach.
You know, we have to go in theme. I will be there suited and booted, ready for the theme. And the theme of the day was flamingos.
Flamingo. They were... I feel like those flamingos were like, this is our moment too. You know, it's not just Barbie. Okay. We're pink. Hello.
Yes.
We're here.
It was the craziest experience seeing flamingos. They're so dainty. Like, they don't even look real. So while the rest of the world was
enjoying, did you touch them like with Barbie, your hands? Like,
they flinch a little bit if you touch their bodies, but you can feed them. So you have to, if you ever go to Aruba, you got to sign up for this weeks in advance because it fills up so fast because they only allow a certain amount of people on the island or the beach, not the island, but Aruba is only like 30 minutes driving across. That's how small it is. Very small island. So you just take a taxi to Flamingo Beach and then you get to feed the flamingos. You can't really touch them, but they just saunter. They've got this walk. It's like an actual runway and they just saunter along. The best word is sauntering because that's what they do. They're just like so sleek and sexy and they just like own the damn place. Like, I was over there looking like a little peasant in shambles and I was like, do you want some food? Because they're so beautiful. So definitely recommend Flamingo Beach if you go to Aruba. I mean,
they were also probably like, who? She's one of us. Look at her. She's got long legs and a pink bathing suit. She's our people.
My friend was like, why are you matching? I was like, how could you not? They're pink and they're perfect and we have to match. So I went to Target and picked up a pink bathing suit and, like, you know, we called it a day.
Was this on purpose? So you were like, I'm going to have a pink bathing suit the day we go to the flamingos, just so I look.
Absolutely.
This is planned. Okay.
Absolutely. Just
can you pack for me right now? Because I don't know how to pack for the next chunk of travel I'm doing.
Oh, the packing is always a shit show. But once we get there, we figure it out. Okay. But the packing, I feel you on that. Packing is like absolutely insane. But
yeah,
once you get there, you'll fit right in.
I'm not in the mood to pack, so I feel like I'll pack light. Do you know what I mean? That's almost a good thing. Like, I'm not excited to, so I'm like, I'll probably forget a bunch of shit. Like, luckily I'm going home to my parents and like my mom and I wear the same size, so I'm like, okay, well, I guess if I forget like stuff, I'll just steal her shit.
That is nice.
Yeah. I'm also like, and I could use their laundry, you know, like, I guess I don't really need to pack that much. Like, I'll just pack in Philly? No.
Pack in Philly. Like,
what are you doing?
I know. She was like, she lets you, she has great style too. And she'll let you borrow the clothes. Yes. But I know there'll be a little pushback.
For sure. Slightly. My mother, we have the same wardrobe because she buys everything I wear. She sees me on it. I am her influencer. Like, I am her personal influencer. Because she'll see something I have and be like, where's that from? And then like, it'll be at her house.
She'll go and get it.
She's very good at if you're like, oh, I love this one shoe, you know, she's very good at tracking it. Like, she has learned how to online shop better than I ever expected her to. It's really wild.
That's impressive.
A thousand years. She's not even on Facebook, my mother. Okay.
Really?
She doesn't have a Facebook account. Nope. No Facebook, just Instagram. She got into Instagram, but like, she doesn't even know how to story or anything. And yet you can say, oh, I love these, you know, Jimmy Choo slides I saw on sale. And she'll be like, I found them on sale in three different websites. Neiman's, Saks, you know, Net-A-Porter. Like, she could do it. I'm like, who are you? Are you just playing dumb with social media? But all of a sudden you're a wizard of shopping online. Yeah, it's pretty wild.
Took her a while to catch up, but when she's there, she's there. She's in it.
She's there. Oh, hardcore.
She's got the Jimmy Choo's. Yeah. So wait, catch me up, because I was just storying Aruba. You know, I was just like in the Aruba element, but I don't know what's happened. Has the world completely blown up? What did I miss? Are we still on strike? You're coming to the East
Coast.
The planet
is burning.
Planet's burning.
A lot of stuff.
Greece. Did you see Greece? Thank God I didn't go to Greece, because like everybody was evacuated. I hope everybody's okay.
It's like burning, right? It's like too.
Yeah.
It's like
that's
crazy.
So scary. Yeah.
There's a lot of areas in Europe right now, I feel like, that are like having this massive heat wave. Yeah. My mom was like, is it so hot in LA? Apparently there was a news story that people had to get rescued off. They were hiking on the mountain and it was too hot there. It was like 100 degrees. So they had to rescue people from a hike. I'm like, well, that probably happens every day. But still, I guess she heard this.
That's a normal
story.
Occurrence. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But it is the planet is burning. I guess that's number one to catch you up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Global warming, you know, climate change is real. I'm going to say that second thing. And then I guess what else is happening? I don't know. There's not much to catch up. Ariana Grande, we discussed before very briefly, is dating her co-star from the Wicked movie. Ethan Slater, who's like a musical theater dude. He was SpongeBob on Broadway.
You know, nobody I know has more of a not a type than Ariana.
I know, right? She really has a range.
Spectrum. That bitch got range, okay?
I feel like this is a good one for her. Because she loves musical theater. She's like through and through. This girl's a theater girl at heart. You know what I mean? She became a famous pop star, but you know she fucking lives for theater. Like, did you see those videos of her like seeing Wicked as a child and like meeting Kristen Chenoweth and like, you know, she's like singing for her and stuff? Oh my God. You're like, oh, I get exactly who you are now. So I feel like this is like exciting for her, but it's bad because it sounds like they both left their partners to be together or something. At least that's what the headlines are making it seem like. So it's not a very kosher, you know, relationship, as you know what I mean? As much as I wanted to support it, I was like, oh, but it came from like, they both left people to be with each other.
If it's true. So these are still rumors.
Well, yeah, I guess I don't know who confirmed it. You know, for me, and I said this before I did Taylor Strecker's show. For me, I feel like until I see one of them posting each other or like, you know, holding hands.
Until your Instagram official, fuck off. That's basically what we're saying.
Not even Instagram official, but it's hard when like you see headlines, because like I've seen photos of them at dinner. If you're working with someone and you guys have a long shoot day and then you're like, hey, I'm hungry, let's all go to dinner. Like,
yeah,
that doesn't necessarily translate to we're in a full blown relationship to me. So I don't know. Maybe I'm just, you know, it takes a lot more to impress me with your new gossip. But no, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's true. Why would we be reading and talking about it if it wasn't?
Although. It's just it's everybody said they're blind. Both partners are blindsided. Like Ariana's partner is blindsided, and Ethan
his wife is
white. They were both married. So like that's insane.
He has a new baby.
No, I hate it. I hate it.
Times are wild.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm looking up Ethan Slater. He looks kind of similar to Ariana's brother.
Someone else said that. I read that somewhere. He doesn't, though. He's like a redhead. I mean, is Frankie Grande a redhead? Last I saw, he was like bleach blonde. But
it's the same face, but the hair is different. But I noticed like the big eyes and the humongous smile. Like it's giving Ariana Grande's brother. Which, what is his name? I don't want to call him Ariana Grande's brother.
Frankie Grande of Titanic fame. He was in
Titanic. Okay. Well, he's also very much musical theater too. They both are. But This couple is just a big old question mark for me. I don't get it. But okay, so Ariana Grande left her husband for Ethan Slater.
I caught you up.
What else caught me up?
Okay, you haven't seen And Just Like That from.
Have you watched
any of it?
Yes, I did. I watched the first two, and what I'm really excited to see is Che on Cameo, because that was like what blew everybody out. They're like, what the fuck is Che doing on Cameo?
How funny is that?
Che's like, hey, what's up? It's me. That's from my nightmares, hey, Anna. That's from my nightmares.
Oh my God. Wait. So, no, but this past week, can I just spoil something for you? And for those of you who haven't watched, I'm not spoiling it. But like, I've been very worried about Steve's storyline. You know, he's only been in one episode out of like five. And it was his hot abs. So, you know, Steve, they planted a seed, like Steve's got hot abs. Steve and Miranda have a full blown Oscar like dramatic scene in this past week. I was like even my friend Michelle Collins, like people are like messaging me. They're like, this is a really good episode for you. I was like, give David Eigenberg the Emmy. It was that juicy of a scene.
Wait. Juicy as in like sexual juicy or juicy as in good acting?
No. Fighting.
What?
A fight scene. They went at it.
Oh shit. But okay.
I will say something. They have painted Steve to be a new person this season. Okay. First we got the hot abs. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we're like, damn, he's ripped.
Poppy.
Why is he so ripped?
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna spoil something for you. He is also hooking up with someone. And so the fight is basically because Miranda is like, you've been moping around, you've been so sad, and like, who is she to fight him? She's the one who got in a relationship with Che, so it's like, hello, you kind of dirtied the water a little bit here first.
Oh, so they're painting Miranda as a villain now. She's just one of like the jealous girlfriend type, like, oh, now that I'm gone, you're dating somebody else.
Yeah, she's like, it's almost like not jealous because she's just like, oh, you've moved on, but like you're acting like you haven't, because they both are sharing the house and like he doesn't want to. They haven't like gotten further in their like separation. Like we don't know if they're getting divorced, who's getting the house. Like it's sort of been like hazy. They did therapy, whatever. But but this fight, I was like, this is insane the way they went at it, you know. It was a lot less Miranda, and it was more like, Miranda, I'm fucking someone too, you know? I got the Whole Foods girl. That's who it is, the Whole Foods girl.
It's anyway, a Whole Foods girl?
I know. I have an idea for a video. It will be coming out soon whenever I get the chance to film it. So.
Oh, we cannot wait for that.
Stay tuned on Steve's journey. I know. People were excited about the abs one because, you know, all of a sudden, meek little Steve was like fucking punching a bag, ripped, you know, with a 10 pack.
Steve.
And everyone was like, what the fuck? Yeah.
That was a good comeback for Steve. That's actually a very strong comeback. So do we, I got a question about Che though. Do we still stan Che and Miranda?
I don't know that I stand their relationship. I still think Che is a great character and we need Che Diaz on this show because Che brings all the comedy in the world. Che was like not needed in this episode. It was a very weird episode. Each episode is like its own little, you know, movie. They don't have anything to do with each other. You know what I mean? Like, which I guess was sort of Sex and the City back in the day. You know, they're like standalone episodes, but
yeah, that's true. But they still have a good
episode.
Continuation. There was still a very much
that had a continuation. Yeah, like it. I'd say this, the Che and Miranda relationship has been tarnished a little for me. I'm a little over it. You know, I feel like they don't really. Do they really like each other? I don't know anymore.
It was a fantasy.
This was also the winter episode, and Just Like That is in its own fucking season. They're in their own seasons because they had Halloween and now we're in full blown winter, but it wasn't winter when they were shooting it. So they're just like blowing a lot of fake snow around. I'm baffled by it, but I can't stop watching it, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's one of those things. It's a hate watch. I saw a TikTok that said a woman said that and Just Like That has the worst continuation, has the worst storyline. They do not follow it. And Charlotte's husband even referenced his mother dying 10 years ago. And a woman actually said that was totally wrong. His mother actually died before they even met. So there's no way that it's 2023 and she passed away in 2003 or 2013. Mm. So they said that continuation was off. So
calling him out.
What are the writers, directors? Like, that's not a good team. Like, you got to know your details. And it's looking like they don't.
I mean, also, the guy in the episode two before this, I don't know, like they keep recasting people from Sex and the City. And like, that's a show we watch over and over. I watch it over and over again. I was like, he looks so familiar. He's a guy who dated Charlotte on Sex and the City. And now he's having sex with Carrie on And Just Like That. And everybody was like, wait, hold on. Okay, why would they not like discuss this? At least, you know, or connect it for us, for the fans.
And the fans are not stupid. Fans know the deets.
They know. We know all the deets.
So don't do us dirty like that. Yeah. I mean, that's just wrong.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, and the other thing that you missed while you've been in Aruba, Barbie and Oppenheimer have come out of there. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, yeah. I'm hearing it called Bobbenheimer because people are going to both theaters. They're seeing both movies at one time. They're doing dress half in pink and half in black and white and sadness.
Yeah.
So, dark. There's nothing more too extreme different than these two movies happening at the same time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Barbenheimer. I have not seen Oppenheimer. I saw Barbie on Friday night, opening night. Because I was like, I know I can't wait. Like, for me, like, I just, if we can go Friday night, let's go because I'm going to hear too much.
I know.
So I went. And I liked it. It's fun. It's fun. I would say it's not my favorite movie of all time. A lot of people are giving it really, really glowing reviews. And I feel bad. Yeah. But I think it was almost like the press was too much. So I was like, I don't know what my brain was expecting. I think it's a good story. It's a lot deeper than I anticipated. It's got a really...
That's what people are saying.
It's got heavier messages, which are great, you know, and I think it's a movie everyone should see. And I really enjoyed it. Can I tell you one thing though, I don't want to spoil it cause you haven't seen it, but I want to tell you, I know what my issue is with it. Cause I was like, it wasn't a perfect movie for me. And
What's the issue?
I don't want to ruin anything for you. It's not really ruining the story or anything. It's an actor in it who I was like super excited about.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, I don't think that's ruining it. Unless they die.
I am a diehard Will Ferrell fan. Okay, through and through. Is like I grew up on Will Ferrell's comedy, right? You get it. He is our favorite. Like he was it in SNL for me. Like him and Kristen Wiig were like my generation's SNL. And I live for all of his, you know, we quote him all the time. So when I knew that Will Ferrell was going to be in this movie, I was like, oh my God, oh my God.
You were so excited.
We've seen Will Ferrell and he does great as in drama too. I just kept like wanting to love Will Ferrell's character and it didn't hit for me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so I think it almost I think I was like thinking about it like during the movie. I'm like, wait a minute. Wait. Yeah. But it's not a Will Ferrell movie. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like he has a smaller part, you know, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling are fucking awesome. I think they did an amazing job. Mm-hmm. America Ferrara is great. She's great in it. Like
I'm excited to see her.
I loved the acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was awesome. I'm a huge Ugly Betty fan. But Will Ferrell, you know, our lord and savior of comedians, I was sort of like, I don't know. I don't know if it's the role. I don't know if it's the way he interpreted the role. I don't know if it's this whole part in general. It was just... I don't know. You'll let me know. And don't go in like waiting for Will Ferrell's like big moment. It's not as big as I'm making it seem.
He's a supporting role.
Yeah. I just like for me, I don't know what I was expecting. I was waiting for Step Brothers. I don't know. I was waiting for like me to be like, that's the Will Ferrell I love. And I didn't get that moment.
People are saying that it's a man hater.
A man hater movie.
Yeah.
Yes and no. It's like if you're a man and you see this movie and you can't laugh at how they interpret, you know, the Ken storyline, like,
yeah,
you're come on. It's a fucking you got to laugh at it. You know what I mean? Like, just like we laugh at you have to be able to laugh at yourself. And I think that this movie does a good job of that. I don't know. I don't want to say too much. I don't want to. She's the one who brought up Man Hater. I'm like, oh, so you know more about it than
I thought. I've seen the reviews, you know. I don't read
anything. I like going in cold.
That's a good thought. I mean, I can't help it. People are just like storing about it, and I'm just like flipping through it, and people are like, Man Hater movie. Like, wow, that was so empowering. So now I'm seeing like the buzzword Man Hater.
It is empowering. I would say it's a lot more empowering than Man Hater. I think it's really fun. And Ryan Gosling's awesome. I actually loved him in this.
Yeah, he's been great. But you know what I've noticed? Whenever they do press, Margot steps in and answers the questions. Or maybe the question is actually posed to her. But whenever they're in an interview, she will always talk first. And then Ryan is kind of on the side.
Really?
Giving
his
side.
Do you think that's just like him in general? Like his personality?
It could be. But also, you know, the woman always wants to answer first. I mean, she is Barbie. So, like, of course, I want to know what she thinks. But she
produced this movie. Like, this is her film. But
Margot Robbie?
Yeah. Her and Greta Gerwig. They
moly.
Did it together.
I thought it was Greta's through and through. I did not know that Margot was involved.
Well, Greta directed
it. Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. How cool is that? Margot Robbie wanted to have this made. Like, I think she's. Yeah.
Well, God
just like
damn,
she produced
I,
Tonya, too, because she wanted to do that, I believe. I believe. Don't quote me on that. But I think she's been producing a lot more work.
So she really is perfect. Because
she's so
God
pretty.
Damn. Oh, she's just absolutely amazing. You're going to tell me she's got brains, beauty, and just like she's just so incredible. She's like a real talent.
Is it weird, though? I feel like I like the color pink. I always wear pink. But I'm like, oh, God, if I wear pink right now, people are going to be like, oh, are you going to Barbie? And I'm like, no, I'm just
everybody.
I'm just no, I'm getting a sandwich.
I'm going to go see. I'm seeing flamingos, bitch, actually. Yeah. That's what's really going down.
Oh, my God.
But everybody, I mean, like the pictures are all everybody is in pink, which I do love.
Yeah, it's an uplifting movie. And it is very funny that like collectively we're all fucking dressing up. Like, I'm like, wow, like when's the last time Star Wars movies, you know, like who dresses up for a movie? Do you know what I mean? Like, think about this.
People,
like, we're basically the furries who go out as Chewbacca to go see the new Star Wars movie. That is us in our pink fucking, you know, jackets and pants and outfits. And we're like, pink, pink, pink. Hey, I'm going to see Barbie. It's just so funny that like that. I guess the press tour really did it. You know what I mean? Like,
that's what it did. What it did it fully. Also, the number one rule is just wear pink. You know, I don't have to walk around in an Ewok suit. It's much easier to dress in theme for Barbie is what I'm saying. Yeah.
So funny. It's so funny.
This is correct, right? That those feet are actually Margot Robbie's feet. Because when I saw them, it straight up looked like an AI generated. And not the ones where she steps out of the shoe. The picture of her actual feet. Like, do they not look like a robot's perfect feet? She's on Wiki
Who's
feet
doing
now.
Her pedicures?
It's not even the pedicures, Anna. It's the perfect geometry, everything, the angles. I'm like, why? Those are not human feet.
Yeah, I know.
They're so symmetrical. You know, so give us something that's messed up, okay? Because she's already so absolutely perfect. Like, couldn't her feet just have a little weird webbing or something?
Maybe she has like three belly buttons and we just don't know. You know what I mean? Maybe there's some, I don't know that she wears full crop top. You know, maybe she has three butt cheeks, but like hides one. Like maybe there's something there.
Maybe. She's allowed to be perfect.
Someone's
she really
saying
is.
That about you right now. You know, someone's like, Dre is so perfect. Like, is there anything not perfect about her? No, but I'm serious. You know, like for, I bet
you never know. You never know. Right.
You're a big wig. I have something to show you.
Wait, Anna, I saw yours. I have something to show you, too, because I got it for you.
Wait. I made a big wig bracelet. You guys better watch this on YouTube or Instagram. Look at it. Stop.
Like, literally.
Stop.
I got one made, too. It says big wig. I'm obsessed with yours. You can't really see mine.
Oh, my God. How funny are we? Look at us with our pink bracelets. You guys, we both beaded bracelets like we're in sixth grade again. And we got Oh my God, we need one for Mike. We need one for Mike.
Mike.
I went to this like beading thing, this like pop up. And then there was a beading station and they were like, what do you want to write? And I was like, big wig. And they're like, big wink. I'm like, no, big wig. Don't you know who I
big
am?
Big wig.
Bitch. She's like, no, I don't. I'm sorry. I'm like, please listen to my podcast.
Yeah, I know. Get wig. Her on it too. Wait, so you had a, wait, I missed it. Where did you get it made?
This like pop-up had this like beading station.
That's so cute.
It was so cute. And I did it Barbie pink because, you know, you must.
Cause,
right.
Because our
brain is just going there. I love yours. Yeah. Where'd you get it? Did you get it on the beach?
This one is from Bobble Bar and you can make it. And they were like, get one for your dog or get one for anything. I was like, well, I don't got a kid. I don't got a dog. I'm not putting my boyfriend's name. So I did big wigs.
I love that. Yay!
Yeah,
I
so
love
that,
it. I
so
did put big wigs, so I should have done that because I was testing out the waters for our merch because you guys know
yeah.
we want to do merch. I think the merch has to be big wigs singing. I think the
singular.
I want a hoodie. I want a black hoodie that has white big wig. I think it would be chic. I'd wear it all the time.
What if we did like a towel kind of material for the letters, kind of like a varsity jacket? How it's like that, like soft
love
kind
it.
Of. But like
yeah,
big in
it.
White, you know, kind of just to give it a little
big wig
detail. Yeah, big wig. Okay, so for this one, I can take off the S because I got you a matching one.
So cute. You don't have to take anything off. Oh my God, I'm so excited. Look at this. Our first friendship bracelet.
Yay.
We're so cute. Well, yeah, I'm so excited.
I got you something else. And now I'm thinking I'm just, I had it in a box. I was going to send it. But, you know, sending it in a box. I mean, the sentiment was there. But like, it's I didn't get it done before Aruba. So now it's just really just sitting here. So I'm going to wait for you to come to the East Coast because you're coming soon.
Tomorrow. Guys, I'm flying to the East Coast tomorrow. I'm really,
literally tomorrow.
Yeah. We're recording this a couple days early, but. Yeah, I have a lot of travel ahead. I'm a little stressed.
You do.
I've been stressed. I was like, I'll tell you on air. I'm really stressed. No, I had a full on breakdown last night, but I don't know. I have a lot to do today.
Oh, we're very good at just minimizing the problem. We're like, I mean, I'm totally fine. I full on cried for 3 hours. I had a breakdown and I'm in shambles, but we're fine. It's true.
I cried myself to sleep, which is not a good thing. It's not a good thing to do because you wake up feeling hungover. You know, I was telling Mike, it's an emotional hangover. You guys
yeah.
who listen, you know what I'm talking about. When you have a really bad, you know, a bad cry right before bed, and then you wake up and you're puffy and your head is throbbing and you're like
yeah.
hungover almost.
No, seriously. Like, yes.
Emotional hangover. That's what I call it. Is that a real thing?
And, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've been trying to fight it all day. I'm like, yawning and shit. I haven't even packed. I haven't even done my work, you know, but I'm going for 21 days. That's a long time to leave somewhere.
21 days.
Yeah, we counted. I was like, oh, fuck.
That's a month, basically.
And multiple cities with different weather. I'm only packing one bag, though, and two carry-ons. Because, like, fuck that. I can't handle anymore.
You guys.
Dre travels with three bags for 4 days.
Okay. But you know what I realize? People always like to shit on the way I pack. But you know what, ho? You're the one that needs a name. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about friends that have,
I was like,
that
wait,
have shit
I'm
on me.
I'm not shitting on it. I
no,
just know
definitely
how
not.
You travel.
I do travel with a lot, but I know for a fact that they somehow use the nail file I brought, the shampoo, the razor, the conditioner, the sunscreen. And I go, you know what? Isn't it interesting? I have one bag and I have three. But you know what? You use it all my stuff, which I love. That's
go.
Why I pack a lot. But I do find it funny when people are always like shitting on that because I'm like, look, I'm not gonna buy it in the new city that I'm at unless truly there's like the bag costs $60 to check. But you know, there is something called smart packing, which I haven't obviously learned yet, but it's because, you know, you never know what you're gonna need. You know, you need an outfit for the Barbie movie, you're gonna go scuba diving, you got to be ready for everything.
You gotta be ready. I have to pack for my show, so I gotta bring all my wigs.
That's
and
big.
I have to pack to go to London after, and I'm like, okay, so
wait, you're going straight from the show and then right to your Euro trip?
Yeah, I leave next Friday for London. So
girl.
My show is Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Friday night we fly. So it's a lot. It's a lot.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah. You're pulling a, well, now I know you do it. You're pulling an us actually. Cause I'll pull that shit. And then I'm like, how the freak did I just go four different cities? I mean, you forget what time zone you're in. Truly.
I'm doing, first of all, if anybody Billy. On Thursday, when this episode comes out, if anyone is in the Hamptons, okay, I am not a Hamptons girl, but I am on Thursday. In the Hamptons, 10 p.m. I'm plugging this right now for our friend Liz. Liz has a show.
Oh, yes.
She's fucking singing at Talk House, which is like a bomb, like awesome bar. So I'm going to Liz's show in the Hamptons Thursday night at Talk House. Guys, meet me there. Pink Mirror is the name of her band. I think there's tickets on the Talk House website. So we're flying to JFK. Can I just tell you the itinerary? Because it's going to make you like want to hit your head on against a wall. Mm-hmm. It's a dry itinerary. It's a dry and Anna itinerary. Okay. Mm-hmm. Flying tomorrow to JFK, rented a car, driving straight to the Hamptons.
Oh, God. Okay.
Waking up in the Hamptons. We'll be there for the show. Hamptons to Philadelphia, unless I have to stop in New York City for something, which could possibly happen.
Got it.
Hamptons to Philadelphia. Philadelphia to New York City on Tuesday. And then New York City to London, London to Amsterdam, Amsterdam, Paris, Paris to New York, New York to Philly, Philly to New Jersey, Newark to LA.
What?
How do I do,
heard,
guys?
I heard Philly 10 times, New and Jersey, Newark, something? and then fully back to LA from Newark. Okay, so you'll be back in New York. Okay. Okay.
Can I tell you something? I have not had a job this month. I am living off my savings and credit cards, and
you're not alone.
I kind of thought a gig would come through before all of this, but it hasn't yet. So I have to manifest really hard today and tonight that something's gotta happen. You know, something's gonna pull through. Or I'm just gonna go, those credit cards are gonna be loving me as I beef them up all month. But I sort of feel like, you know what, life's fucking short. Take the trip. I'm taking the trip for free. I have enough miles from this year that I'm not paying for flights. So that's pretty fucking cool.
That's and big you guys wig, are
racking
yeah.
up. If you're racking up points, pull that big wig move and book a trip to Europe. It's a lot cheaper in Europe to like stay and stuff, like, you know, it's not as expensive. You know, it's pretty reasonable. I think you can do it reasonably. I mean, however, I don't know how you travel, but big wig move is using all my points, because the points aren't going to pay for, like, you know, other things. So fuck it. I'm going to take a fucking free flight to London with my points.
Yeah. I love when people say they use their points for other things. I'm like, no. I don't even know what else you could use your points for. Like, you know, Uber?
Like gas? Like,
yeah. Right. Uber? Right. In my mind, the only thing it makes sense is to use it for miles, because that's what it's always been. But now they're adding on lists of everything you can use your points for. Like, use it for gifts. Use it at fast food restaurants. I'm like, what, for a Frosty? I'd rather go to Europe.
I should just say these were travel points. These were miles that I racked up because I have a travel credit card. And so I booked all of my travel this year and I flew back and forth like twice a month. So So I racked up miles, I should say.
But
they're called points. I don't know. You get what I'm saying. Maybe I could transfer them into other points and use them for other shit that's more, you know, makes more sense. Like, but they're not going to pay my rent, my points. So they're going to take me on a little trip to London. You know, I'm excited.
I'm very excited. We all need to take a big wig trip this summer. That's what I've realized is, like, as an adult, you got to do the trip. It helps.
I think it's just like it's good to get out of your, you know, every day, get out of your comfort zone and just like go somewhere new and experience flamingos, you know, whatever it is. And just fucking, like, we need those experiences to, like, be human again, you know, to, like, recharge and to, like, come back. And you're like, oh, right. There's more to, like, the world than, like, my own bullshit that I'm crying about, you know?
I cried myself to sleep last night. But you know what? I'm going to London. I'm traveling. No, seriously. That is what life's about. I mean, like, what are we going to do around here?
It doesn't fix everything. I will say that.
It doesn't. But if we are blessed to be able to travel,
you know, a trip doesn't. It doesn't solve all the problems, but it is nice. It is exciting. Anyway, back to us. I feel so raw still saying that out loud. I'm like, wow, things are tough right now.
Yeah, they are.
Can always be tough.
No, right. That's true.
I feel like this is a wonderful time for me to regroup my own personal feelings and ice my face and take a little break, but we'll be right back.
We have regrouped. We feel good. Anna, did you ice your face?
You know, I did it all. Yeah, I got some granola. You know, I took a nap. It was beautiful. I feel recharged.
Recharged and ready. Oh my yeah. gosh. What is this new couple that I'm seeing? Irina Shayk and Tom Brady. Did you see that she was
I
did a little staycation at the Tom Brady estate?
I saw this and I was like, ooh, what? See, here's what confirmed it for me. Those photos in the car of him like touching her face. I was like, yeah. together. That's what I need. That's what I need in a new celebrity couple. I need a photo of some kind of embrace of a yeah. touch of a car, of a makeout. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
I love that. The TMZ photos are so invasive. It's like you can barely right? see them, but you can tell that it's them. Like it was definitely Tom Brady's profile. Irina looked a little hazy. I couldn't really pull her apart, but you saw that face. You saw that touch, that little face.
Grasp. Yeah, I felt it.
Yeah, it was a graze.
I'm here for it. You know, he clearly has a type, which is
clearly, which is stunning, exotic supermodel. Yeah. Yeah. From Giselle to Irina. Okay, what more exotic names are that? Like, are you kidding me? Giselle and Irina? Please. That's a place.
I mean, I think he just is like, beauty is the number one. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. It's just, it's so funny though, because everyone was saying he was like Kim Kardashian. Remember, she was like thrown in the mix. They're like, are they going to date? Are they going to talk? Have they?
Outrageous rumor. In what world would those two ever even match? I think he does look for certain things in a woman. I think I always thought him and Giselle were absolutely perfect. He just couldn't get his ass off the field and spend time with his family. And Giselle was like, you know what? I'm out. But they match so much on like the healthy lifestyle and the athleticism. Like I thought they really matched in that sort of way, but I don't know. Now he's really, really playing the field.
And she went from, well, she was with Bradley Cooper back in the day, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Like that's who they have a kid. They have mm-hmm. a kid together, I think, or two, maybe one, two. And now,
Might be two.
So that seems like a lateral move on her part too, right? I feel like,
Yeah, you're right. Bradley and Tom, definitely different, but
totally different, but
totally different men, but
famous and hot, you know, in their
the pool of famous and hot people. Like to be in that pool is, I mean, what a life. That just must be crazy. It's like you got the pick of the litter. You just really, you're out there in the streets and you can just do whatever you want.
You know, when like people are like, what's your type? Like if someone wanted to set you up, you know, like,
yeah.
What would you even say if I was like, who are you? What do you look for in a guy? Like, what would you say?
I usually, and I truly do mean this, they've got to be able to just be fun. Like they have to be able to make me laugh. We have to have fun together. They have to travel and they've got to be cultured, because I ain't sitting down with a man that's only eaten chicken nuggets. Like that drives me nuts. I need a man that's a little bit cultured. He came from like a mixed kind of, you know, he's got some flavor. It's really like what I tell people. Like, don't sit me down with Ernie the freaking accountant, because it ain't gonna work.
I think I would just say hot and famous.
I mean, obviously I'm gonna go, you know, don't set me up with no little, you know,
I also am like, he doesn't need to make me laugh. That's my job. Okay, I'm the comedian.
If you can't, you know what it is? I like playful banter. So if you can't handle the jokes, then what are we gonna do at dinner? Stare at each other? No. Like you gotta have that nice little cute little thing. But yeah.
Jared's gonna kill me for saying this, but I feel like when if he gets
I can't wait for this. Yes.
He gets like really silly and he's like doing something and like a funny voice or like something weird or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm the Grinch of the relationship. Where I'll be like, can you not do that? Can you not do a bit right now and just like be a human for me?
I know. I die.
Anyway, he hasn't left yet, so I Anna, guess it hasn't fully.
He's attached to your toenail. He ain't never leaving. That mm-hmm. man, that man. Mm-hmm. I have seen it.
One day I'm going to come on here. I'm going to be like, well, we broke up. I took the New York apartment. He took the LA apartment and life moves on. And she's going to be like, what?
I won't believe it. You're like, we split Bobby Flay's toys down evenly, 50-50. Mike, absolutely not.
Honestly, though, he is hot and famous. So, like, there you go. Like, you know,
truly, truly. Wait,
Drag your boyfriend for 1 second.
Oh, you do have to drag me. But I got hit on by this 18-year-old kid who told me that he just signed on a baseball team. This was in Aruba at one of the famous like nightclubs where you like dance on the table. It was one of those like fun nightclubs. I loved it. Really, really loved it. I had the best time. Dance on the bar.
Pump foam out or something, or no they're not doing foam parties anymore.
They had a smoke machine.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, it's called Gusto's. If you guys go to Aruba, go to Gusto's. It's a wild time. But this 18-year-old kid comes up to me and he was like wasted, and he was with his dad and his sister, and they were on a family vacation. And I thought the kid was kidding at first.
Ballsy.
I was like, shut up. I was like, don't mock me like this, because I'm old. I'm 10 years older than you. And he was like, you're so beautiful. I just had to tell you. I'm mesmerized. And I was like, I know you're joking. And his sister was getting so angry at him. She was like, he's got a girlfriend. He's just a horny little teenager. And his dad came up to me, goes, listen, I wish I had his looks when I was young. Of course, they were from Connecticut. He's like,
the whole family is talking to you about it.
Yes, the whole family's there. They're like, excuse my son, but take it as a compliment, okay? 28, you're picking up 18-year-olds. I was like, a compliment? I'm picking up minors, okay? Since when is that a compliment? And Tom Brady isn't hitting on me, but he was actually like such a cute kid. I mean, like so, so cute. Totally my type if I truly was 18, but I would have felt like a cougar but he was like, could I kiss you? Could I hug you? He's trying to touch my ass. I was like, you're handsy for an 18-year-old. Like, sheesh. It was a lot. But,
wow.
Yeah.
Congrats, though, you know?
Thanks. We got hit on by
I got hit on by young people once.
Fetus.
At a job I did. I was hosting this video game, like, finale, like this championship Ooh. Thing.
Yeah.
And all these like gamers came to New York City and they had never been to New York City before. And I was just being nice. I'm like, well,
yeah.
They were like, where should we get pizza? And I'm like, oh, I'll give you guys a couple places, you know, or whatever. And they were like, and then the one guy's like, well, we want you to come too. And I was like, out for pizza tonight? I was like, no. And then I said, I'm sorry, I have a stand-up show. And they were like, can we come? And I was like, how old are you? And they were like, 16. And I was like, I don't think you're allowed in. I was ready to be like, yeah, please buy a ticket to my show. Here, you know, here's a link, dude. And no, it didn't work out. Wait, I love that the dad was like talking to, like, everybody's in on this. That's so funny.
Yes. And they were like trying to pull him out of the bar because they're like, we have to go celebrate your cousins. They were there for this cousin's sweet 16. So they took a family vacation and the dad was trying to pull him out of the bar. And the kid was like, can I just have a kiss? I was like, I would have never. I wasn't that outward. I wasn't that aggressive when I was an 18-year-old. I would have been like, wow, you're hot. And then I actually asked this one guy who was in the Marine. He was like a Swiss Marine. And all of these men looked like Tom Brady. Like, they were all absolutely stunning. And I was like, where am I? Aruba is like this fully mixed island where everybody is just hot. It's just a hot island.
One happy place, baby. One happy place.
One happy place. Let me tell you.
But you were enjoying one happy place, though, your real life boyfriend put out a video on Instagram, mm-hmm. and I was mm-hmm. like, whoa, yeah. Look at him drag Dre. This is like a dragging Dre moment. And I was like, does she know he filmed this, or was that a surprise to you? That was my first question.
I didn't know he filmed it, but I knew. I think he texted me. He was using one of my wigs, and I was like, "Oh yeah, go for it." And then I got the video, and then people started tagging me in it, and I thought it was funny because it actually is spot on. It is spot on.
Just so you guys know, if you haven't watched it yet, Nick did a video of decorating your apartment, right? Like a girl coming yes. to decorate an apartment. I think that
yeah.
was it.
Or yeah, girls doing interior decorating or whatever. Because when I moved into the apartment, he was like, you can have all the walls, you can do whatever you want. And I just there's not a lot of space. So we're using like the height of everything. We're putting up shelves and everything, and he's helping. And I just look around the room and I'm like, do you think this is too busy? Is this busy? I mean, busy. I think this is, it's fine, but. And so the buzzword is busy. So he just kept on like saying busy in the video. And I was like, excuse me, but I know how to decorate, I think. And yeah, so I mean, funny. The wall is busy. You know what? It is.
My walls are bare. My walls are bare on purpose.
Yeah. Yeah. No, as you can see, I'm in a hotel room and we do like kind of just like that clear open space. You don't want too much clutter, but sometimes you got to have clutter. I have a lot of clutter, sadly.
I don't have anything on the walls because I always am like, well, it's a rental.
No, it's so true. Like, yeah, yeah.
It's so funny because I always thought that. I'm like, until I own a place, I'm not buying art. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I should get something. It's a little bare. I do feel a little like it's like it could use a little help, but I'm also like, I don't even know. These are things I don't think about. Plants and art. I'm like, huh?
Well, you thought your Brooklyn apartment, I thought it was very well decorated. It had those really big, it had the really, really cool kind of collage artwork. And then it had that other big one of, what was it? That restaurant that's like the those famous French. Really? Yeah. Look at Jared.
Those are both Jared's. And I hated that. But I was also like, well, I don't have anything else to put up. So I guess we'll leave it. That's so Anna's funny like, that you're like, I loved it. I was like.
I thought they were so cool. I thought they were really cool artwork. I like, yeah, I like a mixture of a like the chic and kind of like a chic,
like urban.
No, I don't know. Like, kind of like a modern urban kind of vibe. I like to mix the two. So I'll have some modern pieces, and then I'll mix it up with like a cool artwork that's kind of grungy, different. If that makes sense.
I like neons. I have some neon lights. Yeah, I like the neons.
Neons are cool.
Those are my favorite. I can't wait till I can like actually like, because I like art. You know what I mean? I'm an artistic person. I don't know. I never like thought like, okay, I need to go and find a piece of art for this wall. Like I just don't, it's not something that crosses my mind, which is very funny because I know to some people it's like a very important thing to like decorate or like have shelves here or this and that. Like I'm like, so
yeah.
I'll tell you, I know when I don't like something. Okay. And right now I do not like these speakers Jared has secured to the wall. Every day I walk in and I say, these gotta go. I hate the look of the speaker on the wall.
So speakers? You guys got surround sound in there?
Yeah, he needs surround sound. It's just like his, like he like loves that.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know, surround sound is okay. I get it in a movie and stuff. Yeah. But when I'm watching a TV show, like a Love is Blind or something, and that music is just blaring in one part of the room and it's like in my ear. And I'm like, I can't even hear what they're saying. Surround sound, I don't like. Wow. I'm just coming in with all the hot takes today. Okay. I'm sorry. I loved Barbie. I really did.
You know, I was kind of let down by Barbie. Surround sound sucks. Your boyfriend drags you. Okay.
No, everybody's great. I thought Nick was very funny in the video. I just was like, was this a surprise? So like, true. Welcome home.
Oh, yeah. No, basically. No, he had a tough week. He was sick while I was away. So that kind of sucked because I did feel bad. I was like, I'm in a bikini on the beach in a beautiful island. Like, I'm so sorry you have the sniffles. Like, I'm sorry. But these things happen. You know, I sent him soup.
Wasn't part of you like, oh, thank God I'm not there while they're sick.
Yeah, low key. And then I came back and I was like, I swear if you get me sick, okay. I already had the runs in Aruba one night. So like, let's not have a replay of that. Okay. Let's not. Okay.
My dad had COVID the other week and my mom was like, so I'm still negative. I'm going to the beach with my friend.
So deuces. Yeah, exactly. I mean, bye-bye. Sorry.
Look. I was like, wow, what a sweet and caring wife. She's like, I bought him food. He'll be fine. I got him stuff. I love it. Hot take, hot take. You may not agree, but you best believe it's my hot take. Tell us about this article. You pulled up an article for us to do a little hot takes. And before we get into it, give us the deets on this Page Six wonder.
We love a Page Six article. Give us page six. Okay, so Matt Damon reveals why kissing ScarJo, Scarlett Johansson, was hell. Matt Damon recalled a less enjoyable moment when he had to smooch Scarlett after she downed a stinky-ass sandwich while filming the 2011 movie We Bought a Zoo. I've never heard of that movie nor seen it. Do you remember that movie?
We Bought a Zoo?
That's a movie. Yeah.
I remember that movie.
Oh.
Okay,
it
so...
It was like also a running like meme and joke.
Can I ask though, why, how did this come up? Why now? Why are we talking about this now?
I don't know. Apparently it was a recent interview with Lad Bible. And so they just, I guess he was recalling, maybe they asked him like, what was your horrible experience in a kiss? And so he like brought it up. Yikes. Okay. And he said, oh, producer Mike says
the
movie was not a hit. I know. Like, why you got to do that like that? So apparently we had a shot before lunch and it was this nice little two shot that ended in a kiss and it was really good. Thinking that we were done with kissing portion of the filming, the two actors then went to lunch where apparently, this is why I love page six, ScarJo ingested a pungent hoagie.
They're talking about us. Help. This is an attack on Philadelphia, Jersey. Okay.
This is slander. She had a pungent hoagie.
Pungent hoagie? Yeah.
She ate an onion sandwich. First of all, it's not even a real thing. Okay. What the fuck? It's just a sandwich that has onions on it. Unbeknownst to them, the stars had to pick up where they left off and they locked lips again. And he just recalls that. It was like a tight shot of a kiss. She goes, ah, shit, I literally just had an onion sandwich. And he said her breasts, he was making fun of her about the whole time.
No one ever.
Yeah, she said she had really bad onion breath. And then he laughed it off and said, just kidding, her breath smelled like roses. No, her breath did not smell like roses. It smelled like poo-poo. Yeah, that's what it's all about, is that she had a stank-ass breath and she had an onion sandwich, a pungent hoagie.
A pungent hoagie is an offense. I hope Wawa read that article and was like, how dare you? How dare you ever say those two words next to each other? Second of all, I will say this, and maybe this will surprise you.
Yeah.
I usually leave out an onion on a sandwich because of this reason. Because you taste onion for like 48 hours after you eat an onion sandwich, a sandwich with onions, not an onion sandwich. Yeah. But, and sometimes you need it, you know, I'll say this. I don't think this applies to a pickled onion. I think a pickled onion you can get away with. They don't linger.
Anna, that's such a good take. That's such a good, that you had to add that in there. That's so true. Cause I find the same thing. I don't know if it like, takes the smell out. Also, it just tastes better. I prefer a pickled onion over an onion.
Oh, absolutely. Pickled, or I mean, if it's a burger, a grilled, like, you know, a caramelized onion, a grilled onion.
Then
I don't love a raw onion really at all. I guess on like a bagel with lox and stuff, I could do an onion. But like,
yeah,
I don't
that's
need
true.
It. I don't need it.
On a good hot dog, you can do the onions, relish, sauerkraut. Like that could be like a loaded hot dog.
Yeah.
But yeah, but I see. Many, I definitely agree with you.
Because it's true. Onions linger. I don't know.
They linger strong.
Jared loves them though. I will say this, when I'm cooking and I'm cooking with onions.
Yeah.
Cause I think cooked onions, this doesn't apply to cooked onions. It's a raw onion that really solidifies that breath.
Yeah.
Jared will sit there and fully, he could just eat raw onion, like an apple. He could just go into it. And I even if he takes a bite of it, I'm like, no,
you're joking.
Next to you. I'm going to smell it until...
I'm sorry. Like I'm sorry. You mean to tell me Jared Sunset Boy snacks on onions?
Loves an onion. He doesn't snack on onions. If I'm cutting them for something, like if we're making something and I'm cutting an onion, he'll like sneak a little bite. Like, you know, when you like dip your finger in like the cookie dough, he's like, ooh, a sliced onion. Boom. I'm like,
yeah,
ew.
I know when you dip it into cookie
under,
dough.
He's going to break up with me after this episode.
You know the movie Holes and when they have to survive on onions?
No.
I know this is a bit of a stretch. I don't even know why I brought this up, but the movie Holes with
They have to survive on onions?
Well, no, even Stevens and the kid Zero, and they're on a trek up the mountain. It's a kid's movie. It's like Disney movie. They're eating onions, which ends up repelling these like dangerous reptiles. It's a very good scene, but that's like the one movie where I think they like really made onions look good because they like bit into it and it sounded like an apple. But me just thinking like Shrek. Exactly. So you're telling me that he snacks on onions. This is a good fun fact. This is a good fun fact.
Fun fact. So we wanted to do a hot takes on what are your on kissing. I think what are your red flags of kissing, right?
Yes.
How do you feel about kissing post onion kissing? I guess is really the take. Post onion kissing.
Post onion, and we're doing it in character. We're going to do the conversation again.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's try an in-character conversation. Listen to us. Well, we usually give each other an impression to do, but I was like, should we try it as two who would be in conversation together again? Because that was pretty fucking fun. We're both nervous. I think we're nervous for this one. That's why I'm like dragging it out. Okay, wait. Well, I want to just say, okay. So what is the hot take? Hot take on kissing post-onion. Hot takes. Go.
I don't know about you, but I like kissing. Wow. No, this is a terrible Sonia. I'm really trying.
No, it's good. It's good. You got the up there. You got up there.
I got the up there, but then I went into a list.
We're going to do
for some unknown reason. Okay. I don't know about you, Luann, but I'm a horny bitch and a kiss is a kiss. And if he's eating onions, well, give me some onions. I'll eat some onions and we can have onion kiss together. You know what I'm saying? What's wrong with an onion? You know, I love onions. I put onions on a lot of stuff. Yeah, they're an antioxidant. I'll eat onions all day.
Sonia, don't be desperate, okay? I really think if a man wants to kiss you, he can opt out of an onion. I think it's just tasteless. It really makes me feel like I just, you know, I'm making out with a pungent hoagie. You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah.
It's not worth it to me. So many men would be kissing your feet, but they don't necessarily need to have an onion beforehand.
Lou, you got too many rules. You got too many rules. Too many.
I don't have so many rules.
Look, you've had worse stuff in your mouth. I tell you, I know that. You've had worse stuff in your mouth, Lou. So
I will not deny that. That is absolutely true. I have had some funky tasting things in my mouth over the years.
This one time I ate tuna fish. It had onions in it. And then I did a little hoo hoo hoo. You know what I'm saying? I got a little low down there and I was doing a little like sucky sucky. And guess what? He said it stung. And I was like, uh-oh, that's the problem. But he said it was still good.
Wow, that is impressive.
Okay. Did I just make Lou speechless? I made Lou speechless. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We're struggling.
We're struggling a little. Are we okay? Hold on.
Struggling.
You know, one time I was doing a cabaret.
And if all else fails, you just talk about the cabaret. One time at the cabaret. Seriously, that's a good line. She would say that.
This one time at a show. I think we were in Atlanta. There's a man eating an onion ring in the front row. And I said, sir, I'm up here working my ass off trying to give you a show. Okay. And what did he do? He chomped on his onion rings. And I said to his wife, honey, now's when you divorce him. Okay. This man is not only going to smell like an onion, he's going to taste like an onion. He's going to turn into a fucking onion later. And,
I feel like I'm turning into Joan Rivers. Jared! Oh my God. Wait, come here. Jared, no, I swear to God. Does he have an onion? Does he have a... No. Not do it on camera. Jared, you have to take a bite.
He won't. No, I can't. I can't live with him. Absolutely not. You will not take a bite of that onion.
Oh my God, Lou, I love this. Tell him to take a bite. Take a bite.
No, I don't want to get another divorce. Okay, I'm trying to get a marriage, not a divorce. I gotta pack all these things.
That was our Sonia and Luann conversation.
We almost got there.
I think that's wild. Yeah, it's getting better. It is getting better.
Here's the thing about the conversations. This. I feel much better being edited as a Luann right now than I do live. Do you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
we can
absolutely
do one-liners and edit them nicely.
Yeah.
But to sit here and improvise in conversation, that's like next level. Like,
that's next level impression.
You have to do like
10 videos. Absolutely. There's levels to this shit. No, you're so right. You're so right. It's a building blocks of it. And then people, you can see over time how much better it does get. But yeah, I would say like a good 10 to 15 videos before you feel good about doing a full on live conversation. Absolutely.
Yeah. Like my first Chris videos, I'm like, ooh, cringe. When I watch them, I'm like, not that I go back and watch my first Chris videos, but you know, I like to check on my progress. Don't worry. I don't watch them as much as when I peaked in college and had all the leads in the musicals. That's how you know you're really depressed, by the way. Honestly, like, you know you are hitting rock bottom when you go on YouTube and you look up your college theater shows and you're like, God damn it.
Reliving the days.
I was a star back then.
You sound like Uncle Rico in Napoleon Dynamite. Like, man, hey. I made state. I could have made state back then.
I could have.
Remembering the good old days.
Been a contender.
I know. We peaked. But we will peak again. We're going to manifest. You're going to have an amazing show August 3rd. If you don't have tickets, get them. What are you doing?
Dre is in it. I'm just going to say it now.
Yeah. Dre is in it. Time to manifest. I know. My parents wanted me to come home and I was like, no, but I got to be back in town on Thursday. So.
Oh.
I'm back in town. Yeah.
She's back in town. Amazing. Yeah. I feel like the fall is going to bring us a lot of stuff. I hate this part of summer. I don't know why. I mean, that's why I'm going away. But the fall will be better, you know? And if anyone else is feeling like this week and you're having one of those weeks where you're just like, fuck, everything is bothering me and nothing is working out, let me know. Like, DM us, okay?
Let us know. I mean that. Everybody's going through it right now, I swear. I mean, everyone's on strike as far as I'm concerned.
It feels, UPS is going on strike too. I saw that, not to bring up a new topic
what
at the end of
hell?
This lovely conversation. Yeah. They need to go on strike. There's too many companies. I think
demand rights.
We should. I think it's fucked up. Like this isn't just in the entertainment industry. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of issues happening.
Yeah.
So be powerful. Okay. Go see Barbie, get empowered and go out there and just fight for what you're worth. That's what I got.
Take
That's my big wig.
Mother effing stand. Like,
there you go.
Fight for yourself.
Wow, we're so much better at these guys than we are at
Yeah, I could we could do this with our eyes closed. But what
I do, I love sex with my eyes closed.
Yeah, we know you turn the lights off. Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, I love you.
Wow.
This was a great episode. Catch up with us on our Crappy Lake recaps. I don't know. I don't have anything else to say. Do you have anything else to say?
No, we're just we're going to be in better moods. We're brightening up. The sun will come out tomorrow. But yeah, I can't wait for your show. And we will have another recap of Crappy Lake coming out probably on the weekend, a little bit of a later side. So catch up with all the episodes. And we've now done recaps of 1, 2, 3. And then this week will be 4. So catch up on
Ooh.
That.
Yay. Look at this project. Anyway, be a big wig. We love you. And we'll see you next time.